kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket investment negosyo at iba pa. Kilalanin natin ang kababayang si Teresa Agravante Morato na may side hustle na may kinalaman sa perfume na mula sa Adelaide. Kamusta, Tere? Hi!
Hi, Christina! Kamusta?
Okay naman. I'm sure busy ka. So, ikwento mo muna sa amin. Ano ba itong negosyo mo?
Ang negosyo namin is Fired Perfume. Started our first pop-up store last week, kaya 28th of November. So, yun yung talagang ginawa namin ng soft opening or soft launching. Pangalan ng produkto namin, we call it Bella Australia. Ako yung nagmi-mix ng perfume na to, but I have my suppliers sa New South Wales. Do all the packaging, I'll do everything.
Paano mo ba naisip na pasukin ito?
Isa sa activity namin sa Couples for Christ, two-on-two couple, sa conversation lang. Meron kami doon na activity na ginawa, parang family goal chart and compatibility. Doon sa chart about finances. So during that time, I was working as a contractor, me and my husband's mate. So naisip ko parang nung ginagawa ko yung chart, ko parang ang pinaka-list ko is finances. Kasi I'm a freelancer, parang just a contractor. So kung kailan ka may project, dun ka lang magkaka-work. Napaisip ako na ano pa yung pwede kong gawing extra income sa industry. Tapos, sabi ko, okay, why not? So, I started to contact some manufacturers there in the Philippines. Pero, naudlot siya kasi nagkaroon kami ng sobrang matinding pagsubok. So, my son had a significant injury na kailangan namin huminto sa work for a year. Imagine na one year wala kaming work ng husband ko, and then right now that we are getting back to like normal, so my husband's already back to his work, and ako yung maiwan sa mga bata and to take care of my son. And then one day we are having a gathering, and then tinanong ako nung kasister namin, sabi niya, sis, how's your plan na sa business mo? And I was like, oh yeah, I have that idea before, why not pursue it? And then doon na ulit gumana yung utak ko, and then I realized, okay, tuloy ko tong plano na to. Since I can't work full time, take care of my son niya and my kids, start doing my research, sourcing suppliers, ginawa ko na yung research and development, partnering ako na design packaging and everything. Hanggang sa na-realize ko na, oh, I actually enjoy. Naging therapy din siya sa akin. Kaya God is good. Kaya if you believe and keep your faith in Him, He will align your path. So, katatapos lang namin ng pop-up store namin sa Randall Mall. Sobrang overwhelming yung response ng mga Pilipino, ng mga kababayan natin, especially pagtatanong nila, are you a Filipino? Opo. And then they are so proud na, oh, talaga. And then talagang sinusupport business namin. Kaya sabi ko, sobrang blessed. So kung kahit ano nangyari sa buhay natin, continue. Believe.
What about the process seemed like it was therapy for you?
Before that, so I'm having like anxiety. Sabi mo na nakaka-depress. Pero dahil nga dito, because you are busy, tapos you love what you're doing, kasi ito ko talaga yung nag-design. So to detail all the consultations, all sourcing to the suppliers, what I'm doing, and na-enjoy ko siya. Tapos parang pag nagtatry ako ng mga perfumes, syempre kailangan itry ko muna siya bago ko siya ilabas sa market. So I also have friends na binibigay ko rin sa kanila yung mga samples para at least different ano siya, perspectives kung ano yung sa tingin nila. Kasi syempre every individuals have different perspectives. And the way habang ginagawa ko siya, parang nafe-feel ko na every time I'm doing my work, lang i-manage ko rin yung time ko. So alam mo yun, parang it's like a full-time work mo din na happy ka sa ginagawa mo. Na every time na, kunyari mag-mix na ako ng perfume, sabihin ko na, oh, hanggang naliliwutan ko na parang, ano problema pala ako na siya naiisip talaga.
Really nice to hear that. Kano ang kapital in setting it up?
Let's say $10,000 to $15,000. During my research and development, so I need to source a lot of suppliers. Mag-invest ka talaga. Kasi minsan lahat naman ng mga suppliers na nakuha mo, kumbaga hindi sa standard mo, na kailangan premium quality siya. Think I've got at least 10 suppliers until I found this one. Ito yung standard na gusto kong ibigay sa customers ko.
Gaano ka-importante ang research and develop based dito sa na-experience mo?
Para sa akin, napaka-importante na bago mo pasukin ng isang negosyo, you have to do some research. Kasi syempre, you have to invest your money. So, ayaw mo naman siguro na malugi. Pinaghirapan nyo rin naman yung is from my experience. I'll do my own research. Alam ko kung ano yung gusto kong quality. Alam ko yung kung ano yung gusto kong maging product. And then, I develop it. Syempre, maraming mga errors din. So, importante din yun. Para pag once nilabas mo na yung product mo, you are proud na introduce tong product ito sa market kasi hindi ako mapapahiya.
Is it your first time na magkaroon ng negosyo?
Yes, it is. Hindi ako makapaniwala na I'm going to be an entrepreneur. Kasi nga, nung pumunta kami dito sa Australia, we are in architecture industry. So, ang trabaho namin ng asawa ko is nasa design firm kami. Sobrang layo niya para mapunta ako dito ngayon sa ganitong business. Sino mag-akala na from architecture, going to perfumery or perfume industry, sobrang layo.
Ano yung mga insurances and permits na sinecure ninyo upon setting up this business?
I already have my ABN. So, product and public liability insurance. You have to apply for the ASIC as well.
Now, tell me something about this online store ninyo. Ito ba ay linano nyo ahead of time or did someone guide you?
Actually, yung website namin, when you visit it, it's napaka-basic. Kasi ako lang din ang gumawa nun. Because when you are going to apply for a pop-up store, asking for your social media account, everything for the website. So right there and then, ginawa ko yung website para mapakita. But I already tell to the listener na, oh, we are a newcomer, we are still in the process. So at least they know when they visit the website na, oh, parang hindi siya yung super grand talaga. It's very basic. It's functional. So, kapag ka nag-order kayo, makaka-order naman kayo. Pag kasi magpapagawa ka pa sa iba ng website, it will cost you a lot of money again. And my budget can't fit that. Then from there naman, may tutorial. So, matututo ka rin, which I like kasi yun yung parang nakakatuwa na when I'm doing this business, lot of learnings, really, until now, I'm still learning and I know that in the future, there's a lot of learning pa din na nakakatuwa lang, kagaya ng social media. I'm already in my mid-40s, so Facebook. So right now, sir, tita, we're already using IG, Instagram. Did you know that you can actually sell in TikTok and Instagram? I was like, oh my gosh, I need to level up my social media knowledge because hindi kami pa maka-social media. Now, ang target market namin is youngsters as well. So, kailangan namin i-level up yung social media knowledge namin din.
How do you plan to scale the business?
So, right now, we have a very small amount of followers. So, yun yung plano namin talaga na pagtuunan din ng pansin para mapadami namin yung social media followers namin. And then, good, makabilis mag-shopping sa online. So, siguro yun ang kailangan namin din na gawin. Ganda pa yung accounts namin, website din namin. Level up din namin, mas kalap namin yung customers namin.
Okay, so is it safe to say now na full-time ka na as an entrepreneur?
Oo, time-focus ko na yung time ko dito. So when my kids is at school, so ito na yung magiging full-time job.
Bilang first time mong, di ba, nag-pop-up store, what lessons did you learn from that experience?
Not all people will like your products, though they are not rude when they say they don't want to try. So parang siguro hindi para sa kanila. Magkakaiba tayo ng gusto. Karamihan ng mga bumibili sa amin is mga teenagers. There's also different ages. They try. And then if they don't like it, keep on going. Kasi there are people na tuhan din yung products mo na don't expect too much din siguro. Kaya rin ma-hurt. Kumbaga parang, okay, keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. Pag namimigay ka ng flyers, might na say no, or it's not really rejection, they just don't have time maybe, but there are people na mag-spend time talaga para tingnan yung products mo. Sa akin, keep on going hanggang sa makuha mo yung mga right people na para ma-introduce mo yung product mo. Kasi every time introduce na namin yung products namin, sobrang nagugustuhan nila. So, oh, not bad. Para sa Inspired Perfume with a very affordable price, they're saying, oh yeah, it's very good. It's not bad. That's why we have a return customers. Imagine in a week lang na nandun kami, ilang customers yung bumalik para bumili pa. Sobrang nakakatuwa din.
Naman ang iyong final message sa mga gustong mag-umpisa ng sarili nilang negosyo or gustong kumita ng extra, kausapin mo sila ngayon.
So if you have the ideas, if you have the plan, put that in action. Ang idea, hindi magiging business hanggang hindi mo siya ginagawa, hanggang hindi mo siya ina-actionan. Get that product out of the market and then from there, makikita mo pa yung mga kailangan mo.
So again, maraming salamat kay Teresa Agravante Morato sa uulitin, Tere.
Salamat din, Christina, for having me.
Tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.